September. But Luna Lee is just super, she's super cool. She's mostly, she's a stunning vocalist, amazing instrumentalist, just a huge, epic sound machine. I love her vocals. I think it's like truly stunning. And she, I played a live performance with her and Ravina, who they did. It was called Fantasy. It's on YouTube. It's a live session, which I really enjoy, and I thought it was really cool. They played the instruments and sang. It was really, really, really fun. Anyway, we're going to move into more Canadian music. Up next, here is Star Swing by Astrocolor. Astrocolor is from Victoria, BC, and they're just such an epic band. So here is Star Swing.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Gorgeous. That was just Flower Dram by Mars FM. On their album The Sky Knelt to the Sea. Very cool, very fun. Mars FM is from Portland, Oregon. Very cool. This is a pretty fun album. It's got a little bit of really cool, like, vocals. Like, I really like the long extended tones. They sound really nice in compilation with the instrumentals. It's pretty nice. This is CJSF 90.1 FM. We're from Burnaby Community Radio Station from Simon Fraser University. You are listening to Raccoon City here every single Tuesday, 12 to 1. I'm your host, Katie, and I'm so happy and excited to be here. As my hour wraps up, I wanted to talk a little bit more about September and fall and the fall energy and the fall vibes. So to me, autumn is very cozy. It's very like chill. It's very like pumpkin spice latte type, you know? And to fit that description, I usually like to listen to like, also I do love spooky season, and spooky season is approaching. And so I think Oblivion by Grimes is such an epic song, and I was gonna play it, but then I was like, no, that is so October. So my September, I think it's gonna be Thoroughfare by Ethel Kane. It just fits the description of September really nicely, and I feel the two tones harmonize nicely, like September and Thoroughfare by Ethel Kane. If those tones were a vibration, I think they'd be similar. Thoroughfare is such an epic creation of sound. Honestly, the whole album Preacher's Daughter by Ethel Kane is just miraculous. I think it has such fun highs and lows and just swallows of sound that is oh so over consuming, and it's such a slow burn that it takes 9 to 10 minutes for the full track to be in completion. But I think that is such a wonderful attribute of Ethel Kane's music, is that it's just so immersive and it really just consumes everything around you, and it really places you in a specific headspace, and it's just so much fun to dive into. However, you do have to kind of get into the mindset of the Ethel Kane universe, and you kind of like have to understand and kind of empathize with the sounds and curiosities kind of being shared. And I think that's a really interesting and unique experience. But if you're not into kind of long extended tones and just like grand sort of vocalizations and all-encompassing music, Ethel Kane is definitely that. So that is what you can expect for the next 9 minutes and 28 seconds. Thoroughfare is such a stunning piece, and its connection to the Preacher's Daughter album really cements Ethel Kane as a wonderful, creative individual. I think the contrast between the just raw emotion and subtle cues towards the album in which the track Thoroughfare lands in correlation to the story of Ethel Kane in Preacher's Daughter, miraculous. Within the album, Thoroughfare is sort of a right before the sort of like turbulence of the story takes place in the Ethel Kane universe, to where it's the leading up towards Gibson Girl, which is, I can't play Gibson Girl on here because this is a family friendly show. However, I will talk about it and its correlation towards the entire album of Preacher's Daughter. I do think the tracks correlating to each other. I love when albums kind of share a story or are interconnected in some way and have relation towards one another. I feel as though most probably albums do this, but I love when the storyline is sort of it's a little vague, and you have to, it leaves room for interpretation. However, the basis of the collective understanding of the art is continuous, and you can see themes throughout the album that relate to that kind of core storyline and sort of perspective of the art piece in I think that's so fun to sort of think about or connect to the artist in that sort of way throughout multiple tracks on the album. And Thoroughfare is such a unique piece on this album. I think it's such a grand gesture of acceptance and freedom and living life in this crazy world through the female experience and sort of navigating life through this lens is relatable in a lot of senses, and I love its connection towards the later tracks in the album, and how this specific track, Thoroughfare, is sort of the height of the fun and the joy and the whimsy before the darkness and unsettling nature of the album Preacher's Daughter really sets in towards when you jump into Gibson Girl and things get dark. But I think that's so cool. I love the contrast, and I love the universe of Ethel Cain. And I haven't even talked about her newest album, Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You, but maybe I'll save that for next week, because I definitely have many, many things to say about that album. I think it's such a wonderful addition to the Ethel Cain storyline. Anyway, we're going to listen to Thoroughfare by Ethel Cain. She's so amazing. I love her so much. And it was a really big Ethel Cain, I think, summer. Not summer, like August, like when Willoughby Tucker, I'll Always Love You came out. Like, I really gravitated towards her music and still am. So I think it's really fun. Anyway, I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Like always, thank you so much for listening here on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Katie, and I'll see you next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, here on 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Thank you so much for listening. Here is Thoroughfare by Ethel Cain on her album Preacher's Daughter.
When you were 12 years old, by 17 you knew you had to see it all. You loved your dad and the love he had for your mother, so you had to get out and go chasing it, so you come. You said, baby, don't run, I'll take you anywhere. So I hopped right in, out of luck to spend, and at least your truck beats walking. And you said, hey, do you wanna see the West with me? 'Cause love's out there, and I can't leave it be. Meant much to me, I hope, but I'll come with you. sure it's what you need. So we made off for California to find your love who drive and day and night in every small town diner. Saw our faces at least once or twice, but in these motel rooms I started to see you differently. Oh, 'cause for the first time since I was a child, I could see a man who wasn't angry. And he said, it's been a long damn time since I left Florida. No one left to leave and no one left to love. And now that I met you, I finally know just where I'm headed. And we found heaven and time, wavy western sunshine met my deep southern wind. And you got lost in it, and yet you found yourself hard pressed for air and sweating. End of the line, we finally reached the edge. After all this time, I didn't find my love, but I still made it this far without it. And then you turned to me instead, and to me deep, and said, well, maybe not, 'cause look at what I've got. You might not be my love, but baby, we'll be right back.
for listening. Hope you enjoyed. I'll be back next Tuesday, 12 to 1. See you all next week. Bye.